Okay, I certainly don't plan on going beyond this audioboo, especially with such a troubling subject that can make me so mad. I think anybody who is willing to molest a child, to invade on their privacy, shouldn't be teaching, shouldn't even be with children, probably shouldn't even have children, but that's just my opinion. The point is that if you are going to allow a teacher or somebody in your school district to engage in this type of behavior, if you're going to continue to allow them to be alone, then you should also be removed from the school district. No one should ever allow for children to be molested. If this person was sending out all the warning signs that he couldn't control his behavior, that he couldn't, that he couldn't help himself, if he had been given warnings to stop doing that, I wouldn't have even given him a warning. You put one hand on a precious little child, you need to be out the door. I don't care what anyone says. I have a feeling this family is going to win this lawsuit because any school official should not allow teachers to be alone with students if they have all the warning signs of molestation. In my opinion, I mean, I'm sorry, but that guy needs some serious help. When I first read the article, I wanted to say, I hope he burns in hell, but that's just not the Christian thing to say. That really is not. I don't wish any ill will on the guy. I really don't. But this is in our local school district. I can't believe it. That guy actually was molesting kids and they allowed it. So my final message would be to parents, communicate with your child. Let your child know if somebody touches you or harms you in a way, or if somebody does something to you, you need to tell them immediately. You need to tell an adult immediately. You do not hold it inside you and wait for years down the road, because I think that's what bothers me most, is that kids are so scared that they don't know who to tell. And it boils down to, at one of our local elementary schools, Gerald Ford Elementary, he touched 4 female students' backsides. Now, of course, somebody might say, oh, big deal, but come on. That should have been prevented. And this was a 4th grade teacher. This is an educator of children, you guys. This really bothers me. If you know of anybody performing sexual conduct or anything in a school, I'd work with any official at a school district to have them removed. I would not allow them to keep teaching. And this school district sadly dropped the ball, and they allowed this guy to keep teaching. So parents, communicate openly with your children. Children, communicate openly with your parents. Everybody. Everybody needs to work together. Everybody needs to work together. I don't understand how it got to this point, but sadly, things like this happen. My opinion on the case is it's very sad. It's very sad because this is an educator. This was someone who was trusted with working with children. I don't want to give out names because I don't want to go too controversial, and I'm not a person who's into debates. But all I can say is if you see anything troubling going on at your school, take care of it. Even if you're just a simple civilian, the point is you're trying to do what you can to make life better for children. I would not allow a teacher to be teaching at a school district or even alone with students if I knew that there was some sexual behavior going on, or if there was even a possibility of sexual behavior going on. I would thoroughly investigate it. This guy was warned several times, yet they still continue to let him teach, and that's sad.
024. Pause
recording. My final message is, families, please keep your communication channels open. If something like this goes on, offer love and support, offer care, be there for each other. But most importantly, stand up and make sure that this does not happen to any more children in the future.